Good morning, saints and friends. This is a glorious morning. Rejoice and be glad in it. Our meditation this morning is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, from the King James Version. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I heard someone explain the meaning of faith. My memory escapes me, so I cannot remember what was said, but I do remember that it was a very appropriate answer. According to the Word of God, faith is invisible, but we continue to look for tangible evidence of its existence. During this pandemic, we've seen many people affected by COVID-19. It has touched every age category, every race, every gender, every faith, strong, athletic, highly mobile, as well as non-athletic and sedentary individuals. It has no respecter of persons. Of those affected, some barely had a sniffle. Others were hospitalized and recovered. Still others were hospitalized but unable to return home and passed on to their glorious rewards. And then there were those who were not exposed but had other health issues. I don't think the believers in any of these categories showed any lack of faith. Our first responders and healthcare workers were just doing the job they were trained to do. Others didn't follow protocols. Still others were exposed to situations where contracting COVID-19 was unavoidable. Our faith doesn't exist in our healing or protection or provisions. Our faith exists in the fact that our Heavenly Father made promises to us when we accepted Him, His Son Jesus, and Holy Spirit into our hearts. At that point, there is no measuring cup, measuring spoon, yardstick, or other device made to determine how much faith one has. Are we ready to accept God's will in everything? His word says it rains on all, the just and unjust. The Lord's Prayer states that thy will be done on earth and in heaven. This says he is in control of everything. And every time we close our eyes in slumber, there is no guarantee we will awaken refreshed and ready to tackle another day. Is this something we take for granted, or are we like the prayers we teach our children, which ends with, "If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." That is a comforting thought. His ultimate promise of eternal life is ours if we believe and follow his word. That's some serious faith. Maybe that's why our Heavenly Father wants us to come as little children with an unquestioning innocence that allows us to follow Him, no questions asked. Amen. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for all your blessings, Father. We thank you for the faith and grace that sustains us through all situations. No matter what the outcome, to know we are comforted by your love for us brings us joy. Joy for which we are truly grateful and thankful. Joy that can only come from you during a time such as this. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us, Father, and we thank you for standing beside us and bringing us comfort and giving us strength and guiding us through various challenges that we face, Father, because there's no other way that we could do it except by your hand. And we thank you, Father, for that hand that is upon us each and every day. We ask you, Father, at this time as we lay our burdens at your feet, Father, to look upon them with your grace and with your mercy and with your understanding. And we ask you, Father, to remember our first responders who are still answering the call while doing their best to stay safe. we continue to bring our healthcare workers as they continue to bring comfort to those in need. We thank you for them, Father. Do not forget even the support personnel, the people in food service, the orderlies, the maintenance, and the administrative workers, and all involved in the care of those in need of medical attention. Do not forget their families, Father. They're in need of comfort and strength, Father, and they need to that reassurance as well that you are standing around them and you have them covered with everything that they need, Father, to get them through this situation. Because none of us are alone in this, Father. We are truly all in this together. We ask you, Father, to remember the bereaved families, Father. We especially ask you to give them comfort, Father, and strength. Remember the siblings of Sharon Thomas Tomlinson, Father, who just passed away this last week. And we ask you to remember that family, Father, for they had lost three loved ones last year, Father, and they're still grieving for that, Father. And here they have another bereavement that they have to deal with, Father. And we know that you will take them through that and give them all that they need. We ask you, Father, to also remember our sick list, our list of members under your special care, our church family, and each member with a special need that has been placed at your feet. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor and her family and her and everything that she's involved in, Father. We pray, Lord, that your hand is upon her as she handles the various ministries that you have given her, Father, but we know that you have given her the strength that she needs to go through these things and the wisdom to make the right decisions and give the right advice. But we also ask, Father, that you would restore her when it's time for her to rest, to give her a fresh start each and every day. Renew her spirit. Renew her energy. Renew her eyes. Renew her voice. Strengthen it, Father. Encourage her when she is not feeling the best. Let her know that you still have her in the palm of your hand, and we as her congregation are standing behind her 100%. We thank you for her again, Father, and we thank you for all that she does for us. And as you lead her and guide her, Father, we thank you. And we thank you, Father, for all that you do for us as individuals and as a congregation. We ask you to continue to lead and guide us. We thank you for all that you're going to do and the things that you're doing for us right now. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. And for that, we say, Amen. Have a blessed day, saints and friends. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Because God loves you, and so do I.